Blog Talk Radio. Now can we just call on his name together?
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you are listening to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful song, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She's coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. She's busy, and we want to get her on the network as soon as possible to give you an awesome, awesome word from the Lord today. But ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for you just being with us today. We're going to give out that number in a minute. Ha-ha, I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you park your helicopters, your jets, your Bentleys, and call out that number, put out that number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can be part of the program. Listen to Straight to the Point at 347-843-4559. Please text everybody you know if you're not driving, and text everybody that you know in your sphere of influence, ladies and gentlemen. That's 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Let all your young people know about it, your mamas, fathers, sisters, brothers, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the woman of God as we open up her mic on the network. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Blessings, everyone. Everyone that is listening to the Straight to the Point, I speak blessings over your life. I speak blessings wherever you are on tonight, wherever you're listening from, whether you are listening by way of the internet, whether you are listening live tonight, or whether you're going to replay this broadcast. I want to speak blessings into your life on tonight. I want to bless your hands. I want to bless your feet. I want to bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I want to bless everything that I want to speak blessings that whatever you touch, that it will prosper. Wherever you set your feet upon, that it will prosper, and that your children will be blessed, and their children will be blessed, and their children will be blessed, and that your seed from generations down will be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm so happy that you guys have tuned in. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for your family. We are here for the church. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. We are here every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, to bring you a relevant word, to bring you a word that is straight from the throne room of God, straight from the throne room of God, to touch you, to give you your answer, no matter what it is that you're going through. You might be walking the floors as early as this morning, 1 or 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this morning, trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet, trying to figure out what you're going to do. But I come to tell you that while you're trying to figure it out, that God has already worked it out. I come to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that God is working on your behalf, to let you know that God has already worked that thing out, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. You don't have to toss and turn. That God has heard your cry. He has heard your plea. But the one thing I want you to know on tonight, if you don't get anything else out of this broadcast, I want you to know that we serve a sovereign God. We serve a God that is all-powerful, almighty. He's dominant. I'm telling you, there's no one like him in all of the earth, in the heavens or in the earth. He sit up high and he look down low. We serve a wonderful God, an awesome God, a great God, a mighty God, an excellent God, who is excellent in all of his ways. He's not just excellent, but in everything, in all things, in all of his ways. He is excellent, a God that is all-knowing, a God that is present, that is all-powerful, and a God that is present everywhere. I'm so glad that I can say proudly on tonight that I'm so glad that we serve a God that not only can he help me here in the United States of America, but he can help my brothers and sisters over in Africa. He can help my brothers and sisters over in Asia. He can help my brothers and sisters over there in Europe. He can help my brothers and sisters over in the Middle East. And he can help us right here in the United States all at the same time. Why? Because he's just awesome like that. He's just great like that. He's just wonderful like that. I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? My Lord, you don't have to wait your turn. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, whatever your children are going through, whatever your parents are going through, whatever it is that you are going through on tonight, I come to tell you that you don't have to wait your turn, because the God that we serve, he's a spirit, and those who worship him must got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And in saying that is that you don't have to wait your turn. My God, somebody may be thinking tonight that you haven't gotten to the place where you deserve to be blessed, but I come to say that the devil is a liar. This is your night to be blessed. This is your night to get what it is that God said that belongs to you. This is your night to prosper. This is your night to be healed. This is your night to be delivered. This is your night to be set free by the power of the Almighty God. Yes, I said it, the power of the Almighty God. He's so powerful and mighty. And I'm telling you that there's nothing too hard for our God. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're feeling. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the doctors are saying. I don't care what the employers are saying. I don't care what the bankers are saying. I come to tell you that we serve a God that cannot lie. He will not lie. He shall not lie. We serve a God that can do the impossible. We serve a God that can heal you. Who can deliver you. And if you're on your dying bed, he can raise you from the dead. How do I know that? Because I believe the Bible. I believe the word of God. And I believe God. If you just speak tonight, just speak the words on tonight and declare and decree. Speak it out of your mouth, things that are not as if they were. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And the Bible says, and they that eat the fruit thereof, what are you speaking? Speak that thing. I dare you on tonight, wherever you are. Wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're in your room, if you're on the couch, wherever you are listening to this show on tonight, I dare you, I double D dare you to proclaim and to speak and to command your atmosphere and to say, simply, I believe God. How many of you out there on tonight are believing God with me? Because guess what? There's power in unity. I believe God all by myself, but I would sure be happy if I can get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 of y'all to believe God with me, because the more that we are unified, the greater the blessing. I said it. That's right. The more and that unified that we are, the greater the blessing. God it inhabits the praises of his people, but especially when we're unified, we can do a lot. How many of you know that? That there's power in unity, and that is why the enemy wants us so divided. He wants us divided. He comes in to divide. He comes to sow seeds of discord in the body of Christ, because he knows that we are some powerful people. He knows that God had already given us the dominion. God has given us the power. God has given us the authority to declare and decree a thing, and so shall it be established on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, guys. Use your power. Come to tell somebody on tonight to encourage you that it's in you. It's in you. God has already purposed you to prosper. He's already purposed you to succeed. He's already purposed you to be healed. He put everything you need. It's inside of you. My God. Even before the foundations of the world, he put inside of you. He put strength in you. He put faith in you. He put hope in you. He put belief in you. He put a superpower in you that's called the power to speak, my God, because that's what God did. God was our perfect example. He said, if you want something manifested, you just got to speak it. He said, guess what? I want a herb. I want a herb. He said, not only did I create the heavens, but I'm going to create the earth, and I'm going to create the earth, and I'm just going to speak that thing into existence to show my people that all they got to do is use their mouth and speak. Instead of using your mouth to down people, instead of using your mouth to down yourself, instead of using your mouth as a weapon to hurt yourself, he said, use your mouth, use your creative power, which is your mouth, to speak that thing, speak blessings in your life, speak peace, speak prosperity, speak wealth, speak health, Speak it in the name of Jesus. Speak that your children are going to prosper. Speak that you're going to be successful. Speak that your business is going to prosper. Speak that your children are going to be successful, that you're going to be successful, that everybody in your family is going to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I beg you to speak on tonight. Just begin to speak as I'm talking to you. You speak whatever it is that you're going through. Touch that body. Touch your mind and say, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Let touch your checkbook on tonight and command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you have some figures. You see 8 or 9 or 10 figures in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I dare you to walk by faith and not by sight, because those who, you know, the Bible is clear. God said that he rewards them that diligently seek him. You got to be able to have faith. The Bible says now faith. That means right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, not tomorrow. What are you worrying about? What are you thinking about? Whatever it is, I want you to declare and decree. I want you to start walking by faith and not by sight, not getting deterred about what you see in the natural, not getting deterred about what you hear in the natural, not even worrying about none of those things, but putting your mind on Jesus and believing the word, standing on the word of God and simply declaring and decreeing, I believe God. I mean, whenever you feel a pain in your body, just say and speak, I believe God. Whenever the children are acting up, just say and speak, I believe God. Whenever the husband or if you're married, if you got a husband, or if you're married or you got a wife, whenever your spouse start acting up, just look in the mirror and touch yourself and say, I believe God, my Lord. Whenever they start acting up on the job and they start acting funny with your money, just simply say, I believe God. Whenever the business looks like it ain't prospering, whatever, you know, the business people, the clients not coming, just simply say, look at your business books, at your banking books, and just say, I believe God. Hallelujah. How many of y'all out there believe in God with me on tonight? I said, how many of y'all out there believe in God with me on tonight? My God, I feel good on tonight. I feel good. I love the Lord, my God. I don't know about y'all, but I believe God on tonight. I just simply believe God. You know why? Because he has shown himself to be faithful time and time and time and time and time again. And I want to tell somebody on tonight, you may be saying you may be thinking you're in a dry land. You're in a dry place. You may be feeling like, my God, she's talking about she believed God and this and all of that, but I feel like I'm dying over here. I come to tell you on tonight that just you listening to this call, just you being able to listen to this broadcast, just you being able to listen to my voice as I speak the oracles of the Lord our God, that's the indication right there that God has not forgotten you. That's the indication right there that God loves you, because he allowed you to push yourself one more time. Hallelujah. He allowed you to push yourself one more time to listen to this broadcast. And so I just want to encourage everybody on tonight that's listening, that's going to do a playback, that's listening on internet, that's listening live, that you can make it. I want you to know on tonight that you can make it. Yes, you can make it. You can make it. And it's going to be all right. There used to be a song, there's no need of worrying, because it'll be all over in the morning. Today is your morning. Hallelujah. Declare and decree. Don't get caught up on the darkness that you see in the natural. Declare and decree that today is my morning, because the Bible says weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. One thing I like about joy, the difference between joy and happiness is that happiness is temporary, but joy is forever. That's why don't pray for happiness. Pray for joy. Pray that God will, if you feel like you lost your joy, pray that God will restore your joy. Because once you have your joy, the Bible says that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Ask God to stir up the joy. If you feel like you lost your joy on tonight, I come to declare and decree that God will restore it and he will stir it up. It's still there. My God, it hasn't been lost. Amen. It's still there. My Lord Jesus, I come to stir up your joy on tonight. I come to stir up your joy and to speak that the joy be bubbled back up in your life, and that you will laugh again, and that this time you will keep on laughing. Hallelujah. You see, the problem is we be asking God for happiness, and happiness is temporary. Amen. I kind of tell somebody that happiness is temporary, but once you get the joy of the Lord, the Bible says that the joy, I heard somebody saying, I read something in the Bible where somebody said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, because see, when you have joy, you have strength. Again, joy allows you to keep on going, my Lord. Joy allows you to keep on going when everybody has walked away, when nobody believed in your vision, when everybody, I'm telling you. The Bible is clear. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That means that when it looks like that thing ain't working, when it looks like that thing ain't going to happen, when it looks like that thing is dead, my God, the joy that the Lord has put down in the inside of you allows you to keep on going, allows you to keep on going on, allows you to finish. I heard somebody say, I think I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be. Hallelujah. I said it. I heard. See, you know what? Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord, your God. I love it when David said, you know what? They love me, but now they want to stone me. But guess what? I got a remedy for all that. What they forgot was that I know how to encourage myself in the Lord, my God. Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back. You got to get up and do your own dance. If you ain't got nobody playing the music for you, and you just got to get up and do your own holy dance and with the music inside your mind, remembering that if he did it before, he would do it again. Hallelujah. I said sometimes you just got to get up, even if you don't have music, physically music, but you got to get up and dance to the music inside your mind to remind yourself, hallelujah, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And encourage yourself in the Lord your God, hallelujah, and recalibrate, hallelujah. Glory to God. Your God, oh God, y'all, I'm listening too straight to the point. And yes, this is Dr. Dolores Henderson, and yes, I'm on fire because I am so excited about what God is speaking to his people on tonight. I'm excited about what God is saying on tonight. I'm so excited about God. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be in the land of the living, regardless of what it looked like in the natural. I'm so glad to be in the land of the living. When I think about all those, when I think about all those who have gone before me, and when I think about that, it could have been me. Hallelujah. It could have been me. There used to be a song that says, thank you. It could have been me sleeping in my grave. But God, you made my enemies behave. I'm still here. That means that God, you still have me to me. I'm still here. Hallelujah. I still got a chance to make some things happen. I still got a chance to rewrite some wrongs. I still got a chance to do it. Hallelujah. So I kind of encourage somebody to tell you that you still got a chance to make it happen. You still got a chance to pursue. You still got a chance to finish. Hallelujah. You guys are listening to Straight to the Point. We got an awesome show. We got an awesome show on tonight. We got an awesome show on tonight. Before I get started, I want to thank the Hembricks who held down the fort for me for the last couple of weeks while I was over in the UK. Want to thank Elder Samuel Hembrick and his wife, Prophetess Lady Hembrick, who held some things down. And I heard they did an awesome job. They did an excellent job in delivering the message, and they did a good job in working together as a team. So I want to thank the both of them for holding things down in my stead. Amen. You know, it feels good when you can go away on an assignment and have some people that you can entrust the things of God with. So, you know, you really can't do that with everybody. And I'm telling you, the whole time I was in the UK, I knew that they held things down. I wasn't worried one bit. So I want to thank them for their faithfulness, for the things of God, and always being there. And I want to speak blessings over their lives and pray that God will bless them. Bless them both tremendously, and I want to thank Dr. Bob for assisting them and helping them as well through the radio broadcast. You know, God is definitely blessing his people and promoting his people in the spiritual realm And it's always spirit and natural as they're being promoted in the spirit and as they're being blessed in the spirit and as their cup is running over in the spirit. And I know in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that it will be manifested in the natural so that they will experience the harvest of God in the natural, not just in the spiritual realm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I speak it. And I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on this earth as it is in heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I want to thank Dr. Vaughn as well, who's the founder and CEO of this network, for assisting and helping out the handbrakes in my absence and making sure things were run smoothly, as he always does. Amen. So we thank God for Dr. Kevin Vaughn and all of you all who listen by way of the internet, by way of if you listen, even if you didn't say anything, thank you for listening in. Amen. I know that you got something. We all have different gifts. God used all of us differently. And so however way God used them, I know that it was for a people. God got an audience for all of us. God got a people for all of us. Amen. Glory to God. And so I'm going to go ahead and get started in the word and go ahead and get started. I want to talk a little bit tonight about his purpose, his plan. But before I go further, I want to thank my team that went with me to the UK. We had a really good time in the UK. It was really nice. And, they experienced the full effect. They experienced financial peace. They experienced the spiritual peace. And not only that, a lot of times, we be thinking that God is sending us to a place for us to get blessed, for us to get something. But at the end of the day, that it was a divine purpose and it was really meant for us to go over there for a God's purpose and God's main purpose. And God knew what was going on over there. And I'm telling you, even some of my team members don't really know what really happened, but I'm just happy to say that a church that was once split, that it was reconciled, amen, and that P3 came, and it took P3 to come for that church to be reconciled and for some people to be, restored and rejuvenated, and some relationships were restored. In the church, some relationships were restored, some marriages were restored that were divided, and it took God to use the P3 conference, the purpose, plan, and the promise to come to all the way from the USA to the UK for God's purpose, divine purpose and plan to take effect, and I'm so glad that everybody in that church or around that congregation, that they had a wonderful time, they had a good time, and people, like I said, a lot happened in the background that a lot of people on my team that came with me don't even know what was going on and what happened, but I'm glad to say that God did it, he did it, and that, God's purpose was that for reconciliation, rejuvenation, and restoration to occur, and I'm happy to say that it did happen. And so God gets all the glory, God gets all the honor, and he gets all the praise. Amen. So I want to thank those who went with me to the UK. I want to thank each and every person, and God used each one of us differently. And so I just want to thank everybody who went over there with me. So I'm excited that the next P3 is going to be next year. I'm looking at next year, September. I moved it all the way to September. You guys, I really don't do good in the summer. What I mean by that is that my skin acts really bad in the summer. And so so I moved it to the fall. We're gonna move it to the fall. As I'll be letting you guys know exactly where we're going to have it at. So start preparing now, you guys. Don't wait till last minute. Start, getting things in order. Start putting money away. Start putting things aside. You got like a whole year and some months because it's not going to be till September of next year. Now, I'm looking at the end of September. of next year. Amen. We would love for all of you guys to come. Those who have never experienced a PPD conference, you definitely got to come. It's just different. It's very different. It's a different type of conference because of the mandate that God has on this conference. I'm telling you, the mandate that God has on this conference. And we because of the mandate, we do experience a lot of warfare. And so I'm cognizant of the warfare that accompanies this conference. And so in saying that, if you're not built for warfare, if you're not, and you should be if you call yourself a Christian, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold. And the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual powers and wickednesses in high places. And so everybody should know what spiritual warfare is. If you're not in a church that's teaching spiritual warfare, you may need to rethink some things, because it's very important that you know your weapons. You know your weapons. I tell people all the time, you got to know your weapons. You got to know what weapons that you need to defeat the enemy. And somebody might be saying, well, he's already defeated. Excuse me, you're still on earth, okay? So therefore, he's still trying to stop you from your purpose. He's still trying to stop you from the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't have time to go into spiritual warfare teaching tonight, but everybody know that that's what I, that's one of my gifts in teaching spiritual warfare, and that I used to teach it all the time, but I haven't taught it in a while. Every once in a while, God had me teaching on it. But tonight I want to talk about his purpose, his plan. His purpose, his plan. Not our purpose, but his purpose. Not our plan, but his plan. Tonight, I want to go and talk about that, because I really believe that a lot of times we get it twisted. We get it twisted. We start thinking that it's all about us. We start thinking that it's all about what we have to accomplish, what we have to do. And we forget that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we forget that where the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of them. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And the main key two words, actually the main word is his, H-I-S. When they talk about his, they're talking about God. They're talking about his purpose. And I looked up the word purpose, and the noun form said purpose is the reason for which something was created or for which something exists. And the verb form says purpose has as one's intentional objective, intent, mean, aim, plan, design, have the intention. Amen. And so God, the Bible says that his purpose. So those who are called according to his purpose, and yes, you may be called, but you were called according to his purpose, and it simply means that his purpose for your life. Amen. And so a lot of times we start wanting to do our own thing. We start running out the things that we believe that will make us happy. And God said that my purpose is greater than what you're thinking. The purpose that I have for you, that I have for you is greater than what you're aiming at. It's much greater than what you're looking at. And remember, it's my purpose. Amen. My main purpose, and I want everybody to hear me on tonight, God's main purpose for all of our lives is to be witnesses. And you don't need a title to be witnesses. Witnesses meaning to tell somebody that Jesus saved, to tell somebody that Jesus lives. You know, the Great Commission. What was the Great Commission? Go out and tell everybody. Go to all the corners of the world. Go all the way out and tell them that about Jesus. Tell them about salvation. Tell them about spread the gospel. The gospel of what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. To let them know that Jesus come, that they may have life, and that they may have them more abundantly, to let them know about the plan of salvation, to let them know that they don't have to live any kind of way, to let them know that they can be healed, that Jesus can heal them, to let them know that Jesus came and died on Calvary but rose on the third day so that they may have everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God. And so his purpose is all about his purpose. his purpose, his plan. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, and we're going back to his. Who is his? I'm talking about God on tonight. God. That's what I'm talking about. God. His purpose. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm reading the Amplified. The Bible says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. He said, I got thoughts and plans for your welfare, and I got thoughts and plans for your peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. So my question for you all on tonight is that if God says, I know the plans that I have for you, then why are we always trying to go and do things in our own way? Why are we always trying to go and plan things, and instead of going to God and getting in front of God and finding out what are the plans that he has for us? You know, I'm convinced more than ever the reason why a lot of us go through so much that we go through, why we hit so many roadblocks and stumbling blocks, potholes on the way of to destiny, is because we may start out listening to God, but then we get the big head, or we start listening to other people, and we lose focus, and we get distracted, and we start doing other things, and we lose focus, and we lose. Not only do we lose focus, but we forget that it was God who is the master planner. And so when we do, even when sometimes we do hit a roadblock and a stumbling block, instead of us going back to who is the master planner, we start calling everybody, saying, okay, you know, I'm at point E now, and can you tell me which way to go? I need some help. But remember, they don't know the plans that God has for you. It's only one person that knows the plan that he has for you, and that's God. And in Jeremiah 29:11, God said he had to remind the Israelites. He told Jeremiah to remind them, I know that they're in bondage. I know they're in captivity, but I want you to remind them that I have a plan for their lives, that it's not going to always be like this. I want you to remind them that I remember them. I want you to remind them that I'm going to solve them. Amen, because I, the Lord their God, know the plans that I have for them. So you may be hit a rough spot on tonight, and I just come to remind you that God knows the plans that he has for you, that all you got to do is come back and get back into position, get back in a posture, get drop down to your knees and repent and ask God to reveal the plan that he has for you, because he is the master planner. The Bible says that. He told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, I want you to let them know that I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for them, says the Lord. I have thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give them hope in their final outcome. That means that at the end of the day, I have already saw you winning. I have already saw that you are healed. I have already seen that your children are going to be saved. I have already seen that wavering daughter, that wavering son has given you problems. I already seen them, and I already wrote their final outcome, that child going to be preaching the gospel. That child going to be a multimillionaire. That child going to have businesses. That child going to have many churches all over the world. And so I come to ease somebody on tonight, to ease your mind, to let you know that God has the plan for your life, not just your life, for your children's life. And, you know, one thing, if you go back to Romans, let's go back to Romans 8:28, because, see, a lot of times people forget that God already knew what he was going to do before the foundations of the world. And a lot of times people get so caught up on, well, you know, God is, yeah, let me just say this. Let me go back. God does give us free will. But at the end of the day, God gives us free will, but God also tells us which way to go. And the free will comes with, okay, I'm going to tell you the right way, but there's a wrong way. The free will is you deciding if you're going to go the right way or if you're going to go the wrong way. What he's not going to do is bang you upside the head and make you go the right way. But he will present to you. He will put in your spirit which way to go. He will put in your spirit which route to take. Which route to take, which way you should go. He will put it in your spirit. But if you don't choose to go that route, there's another way, and that's the wrong way. But that's where the free will comes in. He gives you the choice to make the decision to do right or to do wrong. It's his hope that you choose the right way. Amen. That you choose his plan. Amen. Glory to God. So it says that Romans 8:28, if you go down, he said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. You know, ED, that's past tense. Whenever you see ED on a word, that's past tense. He said, I've already called them. And then he says, and whom he had already justified, meaning that I've already justified you, already done. And whom he justified, he's already glorified. So he's called you, he's justified you, and he's glorified you, meaning that he's already done it. Whew, somebody hear me on today. I said that God has already done it. Even before you start actually walking in that thing, before you even actually started walking in that calling, before you even made that mistake, you know, before you even started walking in that calling, he had already called you. Before you even made any mistakes, he's already justified you. Amen. Before you even did anything that will bring that you feel will bring shame, he said, no. I've glorified you. So nothing that you can do, can, except for if you decide not to follow my plan, because I do give you free will, but it's nothing that you can do that will stop the calling, the justifying, and the glorifying that I already foreordained for your life. Amen? And so the only person who can stop the purpose and the plan that God has for your life is you, when you refuse to follow his purpose and his plan. Amen. I said that the only person who can stop the purpose and the plan that God has for your life is you, when you refuse to follow his purpose, according to Romans 28, that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are called according to his purpose. And when you decide to not follow his plan, according to Jeremiah 29, when he says that I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I have for your life. Amen. So that's when you start going through the bumps, and that's when you start going through the hitting potholes, and that's when you start feeling earthquakes. And when I mean by earthquakes, I'm not talking about in the spiritual realm, because some of you are feeling like you're in an earthquake in the spiritual realm. You're feeling like you know there's a shaking going on, and I'm not talking about a Holy Ghost shaking. I'm talking about you feel like in any time, and I guess I should say volcano, that you're going to erupt, that you're going to erupt, and you're going to spill over. Amen. But if you get back in position, get back in place, get back to your prayer closet, get back on your knees, get back in a posture of saying, God, what is your will for my life? When I talk about plan, when I say plan has two meanings, let's talk about the noun. The noun definition for plan, an intent or decision about what one is going to do. The verb is to decide on and or arrange in advance, organize, arrange, to design, outline, prepare, schedule, formulate, frame, develop, and devise. And I'm talking about the verb form. God said, I already, you know, I know the plan that I have for you. Hallelujah. I know the plans that I have for you. So when we get back in position and get back on our knees and say, God, what is it? What is it? You know, what is your will? What is your plan? You know, a lot of times we try, you know, we start out doing it God's way, and then we get caught up. We start getting distracted. We start listening to this person or wanting to do it this way or do it like that person or do it like that way. And God said, no, the way I have your way. Because remember, we all have to walk in our on the purpose and the plan that God has for our own individual lives. Amen. The purpose and the plan and how I get to my promise is different than how God is going to take somebody else through that. And the problem is you got so much mimicking in the body of Christ. People trying to mimic one another, but they fail to realize that, you know, how I got to my promise, but what I had to go through to get to my promise according to his purpose and his plan for my life is something that you would never be able to handle. Or even what you had to go through in your life is something I would never have be able to handle, because that thing has been tailor-made. Every trial, every tribulation, everything that I had to go through in life has been tailor-made for me to overcome. God already, fortified me, hallelujah. He fortified you as well to be able to overcome everything that you will have to overcome to get you to your promise. Amen. And so God said that I'm going to allow Dolores to go through this, go through that, go through this, go through that, but I'm going to put something in the inside of her that would give her the strength to be able to not just survive it, but to overcome that thing. Amen? And so I want to encourage somebody on tonight that God has a purpose and a plan for each one of our lives. Amen? And he has designed each and every one of us to be able to overcome the certain trials, the certain tribulations that come our way. Amen? And that can't nobody, that's why you don't have to worry about somebody trying to take something that belongs to you unless you give it to them. Amen? You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is just stay steadfast, immovable, and know it's about it in the work of the Lord, and know that your labor is not in vain. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed on Jesus. All you have to do is look up to the hills from which come up your help and your strength, and know that it comes from the Lord. You got to be so persuaded, like I keep telling y'all, you got to be like Paul and be so persuaded in your own mind that God would never leave you, he would never forsake you, and you got to be so persuaded that nothing would be able to separate you from the love of God. You got to be able to be steadfast, have a made-up mind, and that no matter what mountain come your way, no matter what trial come your way, stay on that road. Stay in the plan. Stay in that purpose that God has you on. Amen. But in order for you to know that purpose, in order for you to know that plan, you got to stay in relationship. I wrote something on Twitter. I said, you know, what I thought was going to be 90 days turned out or ended up being only 5 days. Actually, only ended up being 5 days. Why? Because people talk about favor, but bro, don't you know that relationship is greater than having a relationship with God is so much greater than the favor, because, you know, favor, you know, come and go. But having a relationship, my God, that thing is steady. That thing is constant. That thing is forever. Amen. When you have a relationship with somebody, you ain't got to, you know, pray for favor. It's automatic. If you're in a relationship, let's just use the natural relationship versus the spiritual relationship, and we'll compare it. If you're in a natural relationship with somebody, and y'all have grown to love each other, y'all have grown to trust one another, y'all have grown to adore each other, y'all have grown to respect each other, you automatically, and how it happened is because y'all have both shown each other that y'all are both reliable, that y'all are both dependable, y'all are always there for each other, and you pretty much know each other's communication, love languages, communication, and I'm talking about any type of relationship, not just with a man or a woman. And I'm talking about a friendship, if you're, you know, like if you have a best friend as well. And that you always know that person, let me give you a perfect example. I had a best friend, her name was Tasha. She passed away at 27 years old. She was like my soul sister. And she knew when something was bothering me. And I knew when something was bothering her. And she didn't even have to say anything. We was just so intertwined with one another that she didn't even have to say anything. She didn't have to tell me, just me being around her and knowing her, I knew when something was off with her. I knew when something wasn't right with her. I knew it, and I would find out what it is and take care of it. How about that? That's relationship. Now, it's the same thing with God. If you've been in communication with God, right, he already knows you. You just got to get to know him. And see, he knows you. He knew you before the foundations of the world. The thing is, you got to get to know him to trust him enough so that you could be open and naked and not ashamed so that you would be able to speak to him and tell him what's really in your heart. He already knows, but he want to hear from you because that's what, how you guys are established in a relationship. Amen. So you get before him. And you start telling him about everything. You start telling him about how you really feel. You start, you know, depending on him and him only. You start, you know, after he has shown you that, that you know, he's come for you on some things, come through for you on some things. So your faith has gotten a little, has risen a lot. And so y'all have a relationship. And in that relationship, the thing is that when you have a relationship, all you got to do is you already know what you need to do to get that person's attention. You already know what you need to do to for that person to respond. You already know what you need to do for whatever needs to happen. And so when you have a relationship with God and you know that when you're used to praying, when you're used to, you know, communicating with the Lord, when you're used to whatever y'all, you and God got going on, and each one of us have our own special thing with God that we have going on, that you can expect that God is going to move. You can expect that God is going to move because, one, you're his child, and one, you have a relationship with him. So I put on Twitter, I said, you know, what I thought was going to take 90 days only took 5 days, and it's called relationship. And relationship is so very important. Relationship is so very important. And that's what God wants from each and every one of us on tonight. With him, he wants you to develop. You want to develop. You're trying to develop relationships with everybody else. You're trying to get everybody else's attention. And God's simply saying that I need you to come into my presence. Learn of me. I know you. God said, I know you already. I need you to learn of me so that you would trust me enough that you won't even be thinking about no 90 days, that you would know immediately that I'm a God that I can do it immediately. I can do it in one day. I can do it in 1 second. Hallelujah. When I can get your faith level up to that let me just go pray. Let me just, you know, I believe God can do it right now. Amen. Glory to God. And so he wants you to come into his presence. He wants you to rebuild the relationship that you once had with him. And in rebuilding the relationship that you once had with him, God said that through that relationship, that thing that you've been praying for, that thing that you've been asking God for, you've been asking him for, God said, well, watch me do it. Watch me do it for you. Watch me do it for you because of our relationship. And in your relationship with God, then he will begin to reveal to you, those of you who walking around here and still don't know what your purpose is walking around here that's still trying to figure out how you're going to get it done, he will reveal to you his purpose for your life. He will reveal to you his plans, more than one, his plans for your life. And when you begin to adopt his purpose for your life and adopt his plan for your life, you will begin to prosper. You will begin to see yourself having that thing where Jesus said that I come, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. You will begin to see yourself walking in that wealthy place. You will begin to see things happening suddenly, not waiting years for it to happen, but you begin to see things happen suddenly because of your relationship. You begin to see things happen suddenly because you already know the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. Amen. So I just simply come to tell you on tonight, and I'm about to quit it. I just simply come to tell you on tonight that God wants me to remind all of you that it's his purpose and his plan. It's all about him. It's all about God. I remember one time I had on a shirt one time. I'll never forget it. And I had this shirt on. I was I was, you know, I had just rededicated myself back to the Lord. And so I was on the, I guess it had been like 6 or 7 months or whatever. Not rededicated, but, you know, started getting into activities and the things of God, you know. So when I started getting into activities and the things of God, I got on an outreach team. And so we had an outreach meeting, outing. And I'll never forget, I had on all pink, and I had on this pink shirt that said, "It's all about me." And why did I wear that shirt? I wasn't thinking like that, but my spiritual mother said, "No, it's not all about you." She said, "It's about these people out here, and most of all, it's about God." And that thing stuck in my head, right? And I said, "Lord, she right. It is about God." But see, in my mind, I was thinking, it's all about the Lord. And God had to send her to tell me so that I would never forget that it's all about him. It's about his purpose. It's about his plan. It's about what he wants for our lives. Amen. And what he wants for our lives, he wants great things for us. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to succeed. He wants great things for us. But we got to be in line with his will for our lives. Amen. His purpose and his plan. Simply meaning, simply put, we got to get before the Lord. If you don't know God's will for your life, it's so very important that you learn it as soon as possible. You know, as soon as possible. Find out what it is that God wants you to do. Find out what it is, what his will is for your life, not your will. See, it's hard to give up our own will. It's hard to give up our own will because a lot of us so used to relying on our own selves. We so used to relying on our own selves and, you know, making this decision and making that decision. But where has it gotten some of you? Where has it gotten some of you? Has it made you any successful as you were 10 years ago? Because if the answer is no, then let me say this to you. It's time for you to go back before him. Find out what it is that he wants for you. And just say, "God, not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, God, but let your will be done. Your purpose and your plan." You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Wow, what a powerful message again. Ooh, thank God. His purpose, his plan. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the World Wide Web. Ladies and gentlemen, people listen to Dr. Henderson from all across the globe on rebroadcast and live. So we want to protect your number out there. So we're going to mention your last 4 digits only on the network, ladies and gentlemen. So our first caller, one of the most famous extensions on the planet, Dr. Henderson, extension 4489, 4489. God bless you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you. You know, Dr. Henderson, I want to say this first, because I was going to choir rehearsal when God was changing my life, too. At that point of my life. Yeah, and I kind of, you know, did my own thing and came back to the church. Well, I went to choir rehearsal, and I had on a T-shirt. And it said, "I had PMS and a handgun. Any questions?" And then this guy came to me and said, "You don't want me to church, don't show the church anymore." I said, "Oh, my God, what did I do?" When we look back over some of the previous things, you know, that we did, to be honest, a lot of us went through something. But, you know, it was a mighty, mighty word, Dr. Henderson, because, you know, all of what you spoke on tonight was real prevalent to my life. And,
amen.
And it's called relationship.
Yes.
Your relationship with God. You got to get your relationship with God back. Go back to where he first saved you and first found you.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I, look, I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I just
want to
ask y'all to pray for me. Yeah, oh Lord. She said, oh Lord.
Yes, we're gonna pray
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Dr. Henderson, that this thing pass.
In the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of the Lord.
Out of the human body.
We command them infirmities to die by fire in the name of Jesus. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Be healed by the blood of the Lamb. According to his word, Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, that says, by his stripes you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to submerge you in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. And you know, and we do need encouragement, you know, one to another.
Yes.
You know, it's not anything wrong with giving someone encouragement, you know.
At all.
You know, we're God's people, you know, and we're human beings also. You know, we want to have our relationship with God tight, though, because every last one of us here have an assignment from God. That's the reason why you were even born.
That's right.
You know.
But
we want to pray for our brothers and our sisters that they stand strong and be unmovable.
That's
because
right.
things don't go right, don't take it out on God.
That's right.
He's doing it for a reason. How can you heal somebody or get the spirit of healing and you never went through anything? What do you know about healing?
That's right.
Like I'm going to somebody that don't have a clue.
That's right. You got to be able to say that he did it for me, he'll do it for you. That's
and
right.
There you go. Amen.
That's right.
And that's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Because you and your husband got, you know, really you guys got a gift of healing. So,
Amen.
You definitely guys have that gift. And the enemy knows it. And so he tries to his best to try to put, you know, to keep you in pain, to try to stop you from, you know, walking and all types of stuff, to keep, so that you won't glorify God because you're a miracle. And that he knows that so many people are watching you guys, that if he can keep you all down, if he could keep you depressed, if he could keep you feeling like, you know, God, why me? Then what he's really trying to do is shut your mouth. He don't want you to talk about the goodness of God. But I double dare you to scream and say, devil, you a liar in the name of Jesus.
A liar. Because many times I say, well, I'm not going to go and listen tonight, or I'm not going to do certain things. And then my husband, he just say, I ain't saying nothing because he know I'm going to do it. You know, what else am I going to do? You know, God is my father, you know. And I mean, hey, I say, Lord, now you know what I'm going through now. You know. right now. I mean, it's a stone. Seriously, it's a stone.
I feel you.
Amen.
It makes me a stone. But one thing about storms, they do go away. They can't stay. They got to go. I don't care how long it's storm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 30, 40 days, even, you know, in the days of Noah, the rain had to stop. It's going to stop. Amen.
I know, but Dr. Henderson,
yes.
I'm talking about the S-T-O-N-E.
Stone. Stone. Did you know what? That's what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
But guess who became the chief cornerstone? Hallelujah. Who's the chief cornerstone? Jesus was the chief cornerstone.
Amen. So,
amen.
You know, just keep me in prayer, you all. And I love you guys. Dr. Mahan, thank you for everything.
Blessed.
Thank you for your support. You know, we love you. You know, in the name of Jesus, we love you. And, you know,
amen.
God is going to cause the ministry to flourish. In the name of Jesus, it's going to flourish. Now, and,
amen.
You know, and I believe God for you, but you was a real help for us the couple of weeks that we were doing ministry. And we thank
be
you so
y'all.
Much for stepping in. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Be here, y'all.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Amen. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
He loves you. He loves you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Isn't God good
God
tonight? Yes.
Amen, Brother Hembrick. Amen, Brother Hembrick. Amen.
Hey, elders in the house. Hallelujah. God for you. You know, God is so good.
You know what I thought you was going to say?
Go ahead.
I thought you were going to say, Jerome's in the house, the house, the house.
No,
you know who Jerome is. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Anything that we could do, just, You know, don't be afraid to ask us, because we'll try to do our best to help you.
Yeah.
You know, God is good.
Amen.
You guys are awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, hey, Dr. Yeah. Henderson and Hembrick, hold on. Y'all better hold on to your gut, okay? Hold on to your gut for just about 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
You funny.
Oh.
Look, look to you all. Just a second. Is anything too hard for God?
Again, those who are going to call back, who's going to redial back or listen to this program again, I want to thank you as well. So you guys have been, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank Dr. Vaughn again for allowing us to broadcast on every Monday night on 347-843-4559, 8 o'clock p.m., broadcast the Straight to the Point on the Men's Let's Talk Network. Dr. Vaughn is doing a lot. I think he has a charity. You have a charity program, Dr. Vaughn, you want to tell the people about? You got a charity program about, I think, jewelry. I saw something about jewelry for suits.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much. Yeah, the goal there is to use the jewelry, if you will, for purchasing new suits for young men. So I call it Confidence on Two Ends. And so the goal is to build confidence with women, you know, at the jury, and then confidence in the men by getting them some new suits. So the purpose really is to get new suits for young men who need a suit, new suit for careers, for interviews, even going to services, just to really just to feel good. And I know Brother Humbert knows this. When we got a suit on, man, nothing can stop you, man, for sure. You got a good suit on. So our goal is to use the jury. Where we want the men to purchase jewelry for their women in their life, and we want the women to purchase jewelry for themselves if they like to as well, Dr. Henderson. So, yeah, we call it Confidence on Two Ends, and we're just excited about getting our young men some suits so they can look good, so some of these women can say, oh, yeah, I like to talk to him, you know what I'm saying? So some of the brothers ain't ready for some of these women out there. But they ain't ready yet. Yeah, you got to look good, brothers out there. Before you talk to some of these awesome women out there. So that's the purpose of that, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much. Yes, our goal is just to The goal is to use it as a fundraiser to get the brothers some new suits. We would select two or three a month from the proceeds. And I'm literally going to get with the gentleman, and we're going to take them to a clothier in the area and get them a suit and keep it moving. I love it. So thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Powerful.
You're welcome. That sounds good. And I know that Prophetess Lady Hembrick, she has she sells children books. She writes children books. And,
yes.
And, you know, she sold two into my life, and that I've enjoyed them. I've even enjoyed reading them as well. Mm-hmm. And so you guys, if you have children, is one of the Hembricks still on? We'll see if they can give their information out to somebody who's listening. Are they still on, Kevin?
Yes, they are. They're back on.
Can
now.
You put one of them on so that they can give out their contact information in case somebody want to get a book, a children's book?
Mm-hmm.
They on.
Yeah, the Hembricks, you're back on. Mm-hmm.
It's called Alpha and Omega Bets. And they're coloring books and reading books.
Okay.
For the babies. Okay, I'm trying to think my way through it. But if you would like to talk with me about it, you can call me at 301-636-4489 or contact me through Lady Hembrick at Verizon.net. Amen.
Okay. Awesome. Amen. Also, they have a prayer line every Wednesday night at 8:00 p.m. You guys have the prayer line number. The Hembricks, they have a prayer line.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Every Wednesday night, 8:00 sharp. Moving Mountain Prayer Line is open. The number is 515-739-6293. Code number is 341-909-POUND. That phone number again is 515-739-6293. Code number is 341-909-POUND. We talk about, we pray, but anything you have on your heart, we open for that as well. We don't want to leave anything out. I know people sometimes they like to talk, so we're there to listen and pray as well. So that's where we are, and we thank you so much for listening in tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, guys. You know, my goal is to, I do a lot of things, but, I try to open up the line because it's about the kingdom and that it's about helping each other. And God has given all of us gifts. And if you have a product out there, and if you connected to this ministry, you connected to this radio broadcast, you connected to us in any kind of way, my goal is to allow God to use you so that you can also get your things out, your company, your organization, whatever it is that you're doing. For the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. Amen. I want everybody to know, I wish that that my prayer, and I want everybody on this line, when you pray that God will allow his people, touch the hearts of all of his people to renew their minds in thinking that it's about the kingdom. Because once we all get a kingdom mentality, you won't have to worry about people competing. You won't have to worry about people trying to tear each other down. You won't have to worry about those things. Because when you get a kingdom mentality, you know that it's about the kingdom. That means that we want all of us to prosper. When I prosper, I want to see you prosper. When God bless me, I want to see you blessed. When I'm healed, delivered, set free, I want to see you healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. And so that's God put that on my heart. And so after the straight support, I'm going to be opening up the lines for people to, do a spotlight. I'm going to call it a spotlight, organization spotlight, a prayer, whatever it is that you're doing in the body of Christ. I'm going to give everybody a chance about a few seconds to do a shout out and put their contact information where the people can contact them at. What y'all think about that? I think that's a good idea. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 So, we're at the end of the show. And you guys have tuned in, you've been listening to Straight to the Point. And God simply sent me to tell you that it's His purpose and His plan. When you follow His purpose and His plan, you won't go wrong. Come back. You haven't gone too far out that you can't come back and say, God, what is it? What is the purpose? What is your plan? Not for my brother's life, not for my sister's life, but for my life. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We at the end of this show, and we're about to go. But before we go, we want to leave you with three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and good night.
We call you Adonai. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. Brosso manga. The mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention at the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every
tongue confess, you are Lord.
Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are Lord.
Yes, you are. That easy, Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. Jesus.
ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Her topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, powerful word, his purpose, his plan. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about what the word of God says today. And before we leave you, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Spirit. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point. Hey, Lord willing, we'll be here next Monday evening, even every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Now, on behalf of the team, we love you. Take care now. We'll see you next time.